as often as possible. Where will the future war veterans come from? Where will the war whales come from? They will come from nowhere if our young women are not intact and excited in a way to fight for things. And I know that you can appreciate this. I am concerned about this meat commission report, because if we take away the playboys, we take away the playgirls, we take away the inspiration, they will not be in the drive-ins on Saturday night making them little future Americans.
The future mutants, dear friends, because now, Reverend Chastity, as you yourself have often preached, now, we don't want them to mess around with the humans. It's, you know, they need to stick with their subgenus kind. And like, as seen here on this slideshow.
Choice of which horns to voice together isn't made on the basis of the family of the instruments. It's more made on the basis of what kind of sounds those instruments are going to make together.
Hum with preparations for the coming campaign. Subalterns began to snap their salutes and orders. Another at pistol practice. This word to men who'd never fired a gun at a human being in their entire lives.
Let me go. that, you know, I was wondering if you heard on the news this week that some of the top officials in the conspiracy actually cleared Ollie North of all the conspiracy charges this week. I thought that was a big surprise.
For Ollie, it was really big news because that means he's just now been accepted into the upper ranks of the conspiracy, whereas before he was just a fledgling conspiracy member, kind of a neo-conspirator.
Well, since 85 or so, he hasn't been sure whether or not he was a dupe.
Right, and he slept. He stayed up at nights wondering, are they using me? Am I a shill or what? And now he knows, he can rest assured that he is a true member of the conspiracy. Good work, Ollie. We knew you could do it. We really knew all along it was either that or the vice presidency for you.
Yeah, possibly. He's still a possibility for 92 for the presidency.
Well, I hear the Duke is looking for a running mate.
Perfect. That's a winning ticket, if ever I heard one. So, what else is happening this week? We're at war. Fredonia's going to war. Right?
Yeah, well, you know what it all comes down to. They're worried that the Libyans are going to steal the chemical warfare market out from underneath us.
Of course.
Because they can get cheap labor down there in Libya. Mm-hmm. People are dying for jobs, literally dying for jobs. And this was just our little method of making sure they don't steal the market.
Right. We just want to buy the plant.
We would, we're not below bribes. We'll take it.
Yeah, we'll let
I think we should just
use that cheap labor.
We should physically move it. It's on the coast. Maybe we could float it. The water's dead already in that region.
Move it to New Hampshire. Is that the plan?
It's a good tax base.
Christian cult, which uses sex to get people to join the church. Now, is it all right, do you think? We covet Bob's wife, Connie. Well, now, let's get on to other things here. Now, you pose for this issue of Playboy here, the girls of the Subgenius Church.
Any material with a rough texture, whether it is literally hard or soft, will deaden the sound. A more reverberative environment is called a live. A room at home or at the dorm can become a listening room if you have a balance between dead and live surface.
Four carpeting
and drapes across the window and the wall perpendicularly will soften the sound.
Yes, yes. And that's true, Reverend Bellman. And either the floor or... It's your last name, right?
Yes, it is.
The very first Subgenius D Bible that was ever held anywhere, at least and open to the public. And Bob, formed the
about 50 square miles. That's the basic idea. They want to evacuate some populated area and then sit on the thing. Steve, I'd like you to find it.
But finding a piece of machinery that could be anywhere between Washington and Florida is a nearly impossible job, even for this bionic man who drives his car now in the direction of his home.
my back seat. What are you?
It's me, Colonel Austin.
Who? Toby? Toby Ben.
Quote. Good looks, unquote.
The accident that made you bionic.
Made me more
Yeti blood than buck naked.
I all along, Colonel. I recognized you when they brought you in. You had no arms at all.
The bowed, short legs and long muscular arms that identify one who is a direct descendant of Yeti.
When I was talking to you at the hospital about my moonwalk, you seem to know more about the geology of the moon than a lot of space scientists.
Friend,
I came here to ask you to get your doctor friends to make me bionic.
Why on earth would you want to do something like that?
Ever since my operation, the kids have been making fun of me because I lift, can't run as fast as they can. They don't want to play baseball or anything with it.
Look, Toby, it's no big privilege to be. Hey.
Thanks, dear friend. We're going to have to move on to a tape here.
WGBS Radio Newsroom. A tape-recorded press release has just been delivered to this station, as well as several others in the city, from an unidentified group who claim to have kidnapped an experimental nuclear reactor.
Holy Hannah!
The terrorists claim it is hidden somewhere in the Wilton District, and that the area should be evacuated immediately.
Right.
Hope. Bob Hope. Bob Hope is confident, faithful, optimistic, trustworthy, always has been, always will be. Hope. Despair. Despondency. Hope. Saving batteries.
You can do it in there.
Certainly can. The microphones are there. Happens. Hope. Expectation, expectancy. Expectation, expectancy. Hope.
everything you know about the revolution is wrong.
Indians can be in two places at once.
Now listen to this. Time medicine shows.
The war is over!
See? Bet you didn't know the South won the Civil War.
Out of school or not put them in it in the first place.
Zella, undefended in such a dangerous time.
There are virtually no laws regulating elementary schools, so the...
You're too young to think about that, Beulah Ball.
Private elementary school, and this is what a lot of people do there. And,
oh, gosh, it's the part where they have this
major vision. They couldn't force that poor criminal.
One of the things which a lot of people do. Now, what... The path that I recommend, that we recommend in going without schooling, is the most desirable. Is one in which the parents say to the school, and this is already happening in a number of districts.
You're a free man now.
This is the best. I think some in Pennsylvania, I know in my own state of Massachusetts.
As a professional state, you've been working over this kicky old government policy.
And it studies students, and maybe they don't even do that. Parents teach them at home most of the time. The schools continue to collect state aid, which they are naturally unwilling or reluctant to lose. And the schools say to the parents, consider us at...
Nobody, Gwen, have to be a slave all the time. No more. We, Gwen, take time. And guess who's joining in
activities
now?
In the chorus or chorus board. Well, then that's just fine.
And while a bunch of miners, now here comes the medicine show.
The pattern of cooperation is fairly new, but growing. And I would say if we can work this out,
this was a doctor of fire science and theater
and onerous.
There have been books written about it for the most part.
I think that's the best way to go.
That's Archer. Very famous medium of the time.
Your itinerary nowadays is so full that you've got to check up with all your managers.
Something else. That was extremely helpful.
Eagles are just pulling up in front of us now. We're about 5 feet from them.
That's Bowman. That's Bowman.
One part of the prince. One part.
What did you think of your wet welcome today?
Thank you, Archer. Yes, we will now drink in before your very eyes. Say, here's a toast to the brave and bully boys of the Arizona Territory.
Bowman had no sooner lowered his glance than he witnessed the sudden transformation of Professor Archer into a large silver crow.
television stations are bombarded by filth from the studios of Hollywood.
I don't care. I don't care what length I go to anymore. All is fair and all that.
Dr. Harris, you're a doctor. A doctor. Doesn't that mean anything to you, a surgeon?
Dr. Edith, but I'm a man also.
Something sick. Something sordid, vicious, and depraved.
Vagina. V-A-G-I-N-A. The canal-like passage between the uterus and an opening between the mother's legs. This is the place where sperm are deposited by the father and the maiden. This is the passage to which the baby has to enter the new world when she's born.
Been sleeping in the suey hole since you left me, baby. Yeah, 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 yeah. You broke my heart. Now I'm going crazy, bitch. Let me come home. I'm all alone. Suey hole ain't no place to be.
Thank you. was born from the bird in the system to shout. Tears double like a Beyonce sound. Cool daddy-o. Cool daddy-o. You should see my heart. See how the kids should see their eyes. Mommy was polishing pottery. Daddy went to the lottery. I'm wrapped up in a dream, and that dream, dear, is you. Darling, say that you'll be mine. The very end of time. 'Cause I love you, can you see?
Hi, I'm Hugh Gibbons. I've spent my life looking for natural nature foods. Ever eat bear sh-? It's edible, you know. Eat it all the time. That's why when I'm home, I eat Post grape nuts. Tastes just like berry.
Of soul